You're listening to SBS News.
It's become one of the quintessential experiences of the pandemic. Long-held plans thrown into disarray at the very last minute. And it seems not even the Australian cricket captain is immune. Pat Cummins was ruled out of the second Ashes test in Adelaide just hours before the first ball after he was deemed a close contact of a positive COVID case. Cummins was dining out in Adelaide on Wednesday night at the same restaurant as someone with the virus. He's since returned a negative PCR test result, but has been forced into isolation for 7 days. Cricket Australia says Cummins is understandably very disappointed not to be able to captain the day-night test and has replaced him with vice-captain Steve Smith, who spoke to Fox Sports.
Pretty interesting morning. A bit been going on, but feel for Paddy. Obviously missing this game, but I'll try and lead on the way he started last week, and hopefully we can have a really good week.
One group that knows all too well that nothing is certain during a pandemic is the class of 2021. 65,000 Victorian Year 12 students have received their results, with the head of the state's curriculum authority giving them an A+ for resilience. Victoria's Deputy Premier and Education Minister is James Molino.
All of our VCE and VCAL students who are the class of 2021, the world has thrown everything at you, not just this year, but for the last two school years, so for the entirety of their senior secondary certificate pathway, they've had to do it right through a pandemic. And it has shown extraordinary grit, resilience, determination, humour, I'm sure, has got them through.
There were 1,622 new COVID infections and 9 deaths on the first day under Victoria's new pandemic laws. But cases in New South Wales continue to surge, recording the state's highest ever daily total and overtaking Victoria for the first time since September. There were 1,742 new infections, but no further deaths and just 26 people in intensive care out of 192 hospitalisations. There have now been 90,000 COVID infections in the state since the pandemic began. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has defended his government's response to the virus after he revealed modelling that suggested the state could see 25,000 cases a day by late January.
The government at the moment is doing what we have always done, tried to tailor our responses to what the needs are, and we're doing it in a considered way that will ensure that if things change, if life becomes more challenging, of course we'll look at what might be necessary. But lockdowns would be an absolute last resort and not even on the radar at the present time.
New South Wales Health continues to be concerned about transmission in the Newcastle area, with 633 new cases there. An alert has been issued for Newcastle's Cambridge Hotel, with anyone there last Friday night from 6:30pm to 2:30am asked to get tested and isolate. New South Wales has 12 new Omicron cases, 122 in total. Deputy Chief Health Officer Jeremy McAnulty says most of the state's Omicron cases are in the Newcastle area.
And New South Wales Health again asks everyone across the community to continue to practice COVID-safe behaviours. We're particularly urging people in the local Newcastle community to seriously consider deferring any social events in Newcastle until after Christmas in order to keep family Christmas gatherings safe and to protect their loved ones, the vulnerable and essential workers.
COVID cases continue to grow in Queensland too, as the state pushes on with its open borders. There were 22 new cases, with 18 of them in the community while infectious, some for up to 7 days. The state has issued 61,000 border passes since reopening on Monday. Queensland's Health Minister Yvette Dath says 12 of the new infections are interstate travellers.
With all of these people coming from interstate, we can expect more cases. That's exactly what we're reporting today. We expect these numbers will keep growing. With these cases, we can see that this virus is popping up everywhere. There is nowhere in Queensland where you can hide from this virus. And that is why I'm stating to everyone today, now is the time to carry your mask and to start wearing that mask.
There may be no looking back in Tasmania either after the state's borders opened to more than 7,000 vaccinated visitors on Wednesday. Tasmania has so far recorded just one new COVID case, a man in his 20s from New South Wales who's in isolation at home. Premier Peter Gutwin says it's Tasmania's first case since borders reopened, but it won't be the last.
To see families reunited, in some cases, after almost years apart, was very touching and, to be frank, I felt was real demonstration of the need to ensure that we do what we can as we move forward, both to keep Tasmanians safe but to ensure that we continue to enable people to be reunited.
It's a sentiment the federal government will be happy to hear. It's continuing to push for all states to stay open and learn to live with the virus. In delivering his mid-year economic and fiscal outlook, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said Australians should not panic about the Omicron variant.
So I have a very clear message to the premiers. Their actions in response to Omicron must be proportionate to the risk. They must show compassion. They must show common sense. We need the premiers to stick to the national plan. The momentum in the economic recovery depends on it. Premiers should not be spooked by the Omicron variant. We have a plan. It's working.
The Prime Minister too says he's not worried about rising infections across the country, with 90% of Australians now fully vaccinated. 1 million booster doses have now been administered. Scott Morrison says Australia has entered a new phase of the pandemic and it's time for people to take personal responsibility.
So my simple message to Australians is to go about your lives, enjoy the summer, exercise the common sense precautions that you would. If you're feeling uncertain, then it's not compulsory to go out. It's not compulsory not to wear a mask either. It's just about being sensible, living with the virus, living confidently with the virus, living together with the virus. That's what will keep the jobs coming. That's what will keep the certainty coming. That's what will keep Australians safe.
Elsewhere, there were 24 new COVID infections in South Australia and 11 in the ACT, with just one in a returned international traveller in the Northern Territory. Claire Slattery, SBS News.